My name is Kim Z. Leung. I'm 33 years old. I live in Wailua, Hawaii, and I am a fashion designer. I own a swimwear company.
My name is Albert Trong. I'm 35 years old. I live in Wailua, Hawaii, and I am a project estimator for a commercial plumbing and HVAC subcontractor.
Albert and I have been together for over 10 years now.
Kim Z and I were dating for 8 years before we got married, and we've been married for about 2 years.
If I had to describe our love story, I would describe it as a rainbow.
Welcome to Our Love Story, a Spotify original from Parcast. Every week, a real couple recounts how they met, how they fell in love, and the biggest moments of their relationship. Now, let's hear their love story.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
After the holidays, a little cash goes a long way. The Chime checking account has tons of benefits to help, like fee-free overdraft up to $200 for eligible members, no monthly fees, and thousands of fee-free ATMs. You can even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Sign up for Chime today at chime.com/goals24.
Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Access to direct deposits up to 2 days early depends on the timing of the submission of the payment file from the payer.
My dating life before I met Albert, well, I met Albert when I was 17, so I wasn't dating. I was still in high school. I was like, little good daughter, you know, not going to have a boyfriend until college. So I wasn't really, you know, dating anyone or anything. I was just, you know, crushing on boys.
Before I met Kim Z, I was dating here and there, but nothing serious. Just started off college, trying to be more involved and social and clubs and everything, but nothing too serious. So when I met Kim Z for the first time, she was visiting California with her cousin, since her aunt and uncle are really good friends with my parents. And so when she visited, I just met her as basically a friend's relative, and she was very spunky and loved the fact that I surfed and took photography. I didn't really think anything of it at first, since her cousin was very adamant about telling me not to either pursue Kim Z. She told me to basically stay away, and so I was like, oh, she's just a friend. And throughout that time when we first met, we just kind of kept in touch.
So when I first met Albert, I was drawn to how like comfortable he was with himself, because, you know, in high school, like, everyone's kind of like, you know, insecure and like a little shy and stuff. Albert was like super like comfortable. He was like singing and dancing in the car, like just like joking around. I thought he was like super funny and witty, and I was like totally crushing on him.
A few years later, Kim Z was actually visiting California with her girlfriends, and she wanted to introduce me to her single friends at the time. And so when we met up for lunch, we didn't realize it, but the whole time we were just catching up, and then there was some interest at that point. And then after that, the wonderful world of AOL Instant Messenger kicked in, and so we started talking after that, and that's what grew my interest to try to randomly see her online.
Last time I saw Albert, I was 17, so I was 23, and I had just gotten out of a relationship, so I wasn't looking to date or anything. But I was visiting California with some of my girlfriends, and I had two single girlfriends, and I was like, oh, I know an awesome guy. Like, he's one of my favorite people. He's super funny. You know, he's cute and tall. Like, he's like awesome, like super nice. So I want to invite him to have lunch with us, like with a group of friends. I didn't realize at the time, but when Albert came to lunch, we just kept talking. Like, we couldn't stop like catching up. And I didn't think anything of it at the time. But afterwards, when I asked my girlfriends, oh, like, so what did you think of Albert? And they were like, oh, it kind of seemed like you guys hit it off. And I was like, what? No. But then I guess that kind of like got in my head a little. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just log on to AIM. You know, I haven't logged on in like years, but, you know, just let's just log on. And then lo and behold, you know, Albert was signed on too. And so we just kind of started talking and never stopped. So Albert and I have been talking for a month or two, and just like, you know, Skyping, late night calls. I was in China, so we had to talk in like weird hours of the day because of the time difference. But finally, like after a month of being in China, I was coming back to Texas, and I had a one night layover in LA, and Albert surprised me and took me out for sushi and a little hangout at the beach at night. It was really nice.
I wasn't planning on kissing Kim that night, but the night set the tone for the mood, and the mood just kind of went with it, I guess. I wasn't really thinking, I just kind of was going off pure emotion at that time, and it's all really a blur, but it was very nice.
So the first kiss was our first date, and I was actually really nervous and shy, and I almost, like, I knew he was trying to, like, at the beach at night, and I was like, I don't know, but then, you know, it was just the right mood and couldn't stop what was going to happen because it was going to happen.
Because I was irresistible. You forgot to say that, Kimsey. Another pivotal moment that happened in our relationship happened a week after the first date. It was around my birthday, and she asked me what I wanted for my birthday. And at the time, I had a plan to go to my sister's wedding in Maui, Hawaii. And I randomly asked Kimsey, not thinking she would say yes, but I asked if she would like to meet me in Hawaii after my sister's wedding, and she fortunately said yes. So that's a very important trip we had.
When Albert's birthday came around, we were probably on Skype, and I knew he was going to Maui for his sister's wedding, and I really wanted him to ask me to go. So, you know, I just like, oh, like, I was trying to manifest, like, okay, like, so what do you want for your birthday? And I was hoping he would ask me, and he did. So I met him in Maui a week after our first date, and it was after his sister's wedding, so it was just me and him got to hang out, and it was really magical.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It took me a while before I knew Kimsey was the one. It's not based on one specific moment, but multiple events or multiple instances, multiple moments that built to realizing that I loved Kimsey. So there wasn't one specific one, it's just a culmination of many different little things here or things that make me smile there, little quirks that Kimsey had that made me love her more and more.
I actually knew that I was in love with Albert on our first Hawaii trip, which was a week after our first date. But we were already talking for a while, and I already knew him for a while. And, like, I never felt that happy before until I was with him in Hawaii. You know, I was like, oh, like, wow, this is what a relationship should be compared to, like, all my previous relationships. So from early on, I already knew he was the one. Like, if he, like, asked, hey, like, let's get married in Hawaii, like, right then, like, I probably would have been like, you know, let's elope. But, I mean, that's just all, like, crazy talk. But I probably would have because I was like already crazy about him, which I got really like, I was like patient at first, and then I got a little like impatient, a little frustrated, and then I was getting like annoyed that he was taking forever to figure out if he like loved me or not.
It took me a long time to tell Kimzia I loved her based off what I mentioned before about, not that I wasn't sure, but I knew the feeling was there. It's just I didn't express it as much, I guess verbally. I would show it more, but I never would really say it. So it was one of those moments where I felt like I should say it, or I knew I felt like I should say it. And I think there was some pressure from Kimzy.
It was a year. It took a year. That's a long time. You're lucky I'm a patient girl.
When I first said I love you to Kimzy, it happened after a surprise birthday party she threw for me. Obviously, Kimzy knew the greatest times I have are with people and with my friends and family. And so she surprised me with obviously a party with friends and family, and it was such a good time. And I was really appreciative of all the work she did and how much love she showed me. And so after everyone left and that night, I told her I loved her.
So my love language's words are at the bottom. So when he finally said, I love you, I was almost kind of like grumpy about it. I was like, yeah, finally, like it only took me like to, you know, plan a surprise birthday and have people fly in for you to finally realize that you love me. But it's like, yeah, that's right. You do love me.
When I proposed to Kimzy, it was about 5 years into our relationship. I had it all planned out. I bought the ring. I knew she loved full moons or moons and the stars and everything. So I planned it when there was a super moon this 1 month in July. And then I had a dinner and movie planned. But at the time, we just moved into a warehouse and all our stuff was everywhere. And so we went to go see the movie. It happened to be Terminator, best romantic movie you can watch. And then afterwards, I wanted to take her to see the moon. So the movie ended. I wanted to take her to this viewing spot, but she wanted to go back and unpack. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna push this. So unless she'll catch on. So I was like, okay, I'll just propose when we're walking from our car, and the moon will be out and it'll be great. And so as soon as we parked, we started walking. I was looking for this moon, this great big moon. It was nowhere to be found because it was behind a cloud. And so I was like, all right, great. So we continued to go unpack. And then in the middle of the night, maybe 2 a.m, there was some good downlighting in our warehouse. And it was just us. And we just found a moment. And I just proposed there because I knew that was the right time.
And so we got to the warehouse. And for some reason, we couldn't figure out how to turn the lights on. So we only had like this one little light like down like in this little lower room. We were in like the main part of the warehouse, like surrounded by boxes. And then Albert was like, oh, I know this isn't what you had in mind, or this isn't what you had planned. And in my head, I was like, yeah, like moving into a warehouse is kind of weird. Yeah, it's not like a house or an apartment. And then like I realized like he's down on a knee and like he's saying all this stuff to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is he proposing? Like I like try to step back, but I can't because I'm like surrounded by boxes. And I'm like, what is happening? And it's like 2 a.m. So I'm like a little delusional, like super tired from moving. And I'm just like, what's happening? Like I did not see this coming at all. Like I wasn't even thinking about like marriage for like years. Like in my head, I'm like, I don't know. I was like thinking I was young. So, but I was like, oh my gosh. Like I quickly like processed as like fast as I could. I was like, well, I love him. Like obviously I want to be with him for the rest of my life. So I'm like, I kind of said yes, or I said something. And Albert's like, is that a yes? And I was like, yes. So I never really dreamt about my wedding, but from going to so many weddings in the past, I realized my favorite ones were the small ones. And so I just knew I wanted to make my wedding as small as possible, which is really challenging because traditionally a Vietnamese American wedding is like 500 plus, especially if you're like from Houston. So I was like, okay, we're going to do a destination wedding. We're going to pick a place that's like as far as possible because that means less people will come and, you know, it'll be a smaller wedding, like, you know, what I want. It was so hard to pick a place because there's so many amazing places out there. And Albert one time just threw out like, hey, what about Morocco? Like, we've never been there. Like, and, you know, it's like on our bucket list. I'm like, oh, like, really? Yeah. So we found this awesome venue that was a glamping safari kind of deal. And we had the ceremony out in the desert, and it was just like 29 of our closest friends and family, and it was really magical. We had, like, at night for our first dance, like, we danced around like 1,000 candles lit in the desert. It was just really great, just like a great evening with our friends out in a magical place.
I remember a few moments where when we're having dinner, off in the distance, you could see a thunderstorm happening, like rolling through the desert. That was really like a kind of odd but special moment too, because it was just random. And that was a key moment I remember, and dancing the night away to a lot of Rihanna.
Don't forget the camels. We had camels.
Oh yeah, we had camels. I think at one point when we were trying to figure out the budget for the wedding, I had to draw the line at having a falcon fly off during the actual ring portion of the ceremony.
So I had my dream wedding in Morocco, but we still had the traditional Vietnamese American wedding in Houston. I ended up being about 430 people. It was extremely stressful. I think that's the most stress I've ever experienced in my life, but it was really awesome. You know, I wanted a boho kind of jungle theme. So I had just a bunch of greenery, like tropical greenery, like foliage, just no flowers. So it's like all the colors are just white and green. And, you know, luckily Albert and I are from different states. Albert's from California, I'm from Texas, or else it would have been like a ginormous wedding because both our families are like influential in the Vietnamese community. And yeah, so once that was done, I was like, oh, thank God, we're done. We're done with weddings.
For Kimsey and I's honeymoon, we had a plan to go to New Zealand, but we were going to take that a few months later, but then life happened and then the pandemic happened, so we didn't get to go to New Zealand. Kimsey and I still are planning on going to New Zealand once, I guess, New Zealand's locked down. They're not letting anyone in or out, as far as I know. We're still hoping for when this all passes and New Zealand welcomes visitors that we can go travel there. What I love most about Kimsey is all the small things that I referenced before, of how I said I came to say I love you to Kimsey. Like, she always has a positive outlook on things, and when she really devotes herself to what she really loves, it's like 110%, and that goes into our relationship as well. Like, if she watches a TV show, she'll binge and watch all 48 episodes in 3 nights or however long it takes. But it kind of reflects on like working on our relationship. She doesn't like to go to sleep angry or be upset at each other. And so all these little things and all these little quirks that she has, where she gets scared at spiders or she'll laugh at random, is why I love Kimsey.
What I love most about Albert is just how happy he makes me, but just for being an amazing person. He's super kind, super loyal to all his like friends and family. But his outlook in life, he has this sense of humor and he's really witty. He just makes everything so easy, so fun. Like, life is just, with Albert, like, I feel like I don't have to worry about anything. Like, everything's going to be okay because we're together.
Looking forward to a life with Kimsey, I see many more adventures, whether it be family or trips or just great memories and moments with her. And whenever I think about it, I can't see her not being involved or not being with me. And if she's not by my side, I see myself chasing after her because she's gonna enjoy her life with or without me. So I better keep up and enjoy it as well with her. And so that's what I look forward to.
I look forward to all the surprises and, you know, new memories that we're going to have together in our future. I feel like, you know, life is always exciting with him. And it's just one thing after another. You know, I don't necessarily like plan for like anything particular. Like, we're going to be in this neighborhood and have a house, or we're going to have a baby and, you know, a dog and all that. It's just, I'm just excited to see where life takes us, and it's just always one adventure to another.
for listening to Our Love Story. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Our Love Story, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify. Our Love Story is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Jamie Ryan. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and associate produced by Alex Trigvadotter.